As another measure in the fight against its serious pollution, the Chinese government will ban the burning of certain types of coal. Those that contain more than 3% of sulphur and 40% of ash will be disallowed. And in major coastal cities, the allowable limits of these contents will be even lower. It's called into question the outlook for Australia's coal industry, with some seeing it as the death knell. But Greg Evans from the Minerals Council certainly doesn't see it that way.
But as we read the particular decision, a lot of it actually applies to brown coal or lignite, which obviously we don't export to China. And some of the other restrictions are the Australian black coal industry or thermal coal industry, in terms of its exports to China, will be able to meet those quality requirements.
But it is your job to play this down, isn't it? You wouldn't really say anything else.
No, it's our job to present the facts and bring to the debate some analysis and some circumspection, and not to be alarmed by these things. We need to actually analyse what the decision was, and we're confident that we can meet the requirements.
How do you think coal mining companies are taking this news today, and workers in the industry?
Well, we're endeavouring to look at the decision, analyse the decision, and assess what its implications are. Certainly not helped by some of the more alarmist reports in the media, but we've got to realise that there's an element of those that want to detract from the Australian coal industry. They don't necessarily appreciate its employment benefits, how it earns income for the country, and how it advances our economic growth. So there's some of the forces that we need to counter, and any news which can somehow be twisted and portrayed as bad news with regard to the coal sector and demand for coal, for some reason, they'd like to exaggerate its impact.
So it's the media's fault?
No, it's certainly not the media. It's those detractors in the industry that use the media to put forward those views.
The anti-fossil fuel organisation, the Institute for Energy Economics and Financial Analysis, has seized on the report. It says the research from consultants Wood Mackenzie is evidence the coal industry is in terminal decline. And Director Tim Buckley says the Minerals Council is choosing to ignore the fact that not all export coal is of high quality.
The one area that I have done the most work on is the Galilee, and the Galilee coal is all thermal coal, and its average ash content is 25, 26, 27%. So at the end of the day, the entire Galilee Basin development proposals are entirely caught by this proposal if the proponent is proposing to export the coal from Australia through to China.
That, I suppose, is one of the issues at play here also. A lot of that coal, as I understand it, would be going to India anyway. And is it possible that if you're saying that these Galilee Basin coals are this sort of lower quality, that they would fill the markets for where other coal of a higher quality from other countries would go?
Yeah, I mean, that's an important point. At the end of the day, coal is coal. I mean, so long as the coal-fired power station you're selling the coal to is configured to actually receive your type of coal, the specifications your coal has, you can sell it. So the coal will get squeezed out of the Chinese market. It might go more into Japan, Korea, Taiwan or India. But at the end of the day, I think the bigger signal is that China is clearly increasingly tightening the regulations relating to the use of coal in China. It is doing absolutely everything it can to diversify its electricity grid to every other source of electricity other than coal-fired power.
Well, it certainly is. It has massive developments in renewable energy, around or at least 20, if not more, nuclear-fired power stations. But Wood Mackenzie, one of the research agencies, quoted in the Macquarie research saying that China was looking to reduce its use of these high byproduct type coals. Also said less than a year ago that thermal coal demand is going to double in China, doubling of demand by 2030.
I would certainly suggest all of my research challenges that assumption. It currently generates 70 or 80% of its energy from coal. I believe that number will decline progressively from here on in, that we'll in fact see total coal consumption in China peak within the next year or two and decline thereafter.
So when Wood Mackenzie says that Australian coal exports are going to be hurt because of this change in requirement for the byproduct, they've got their research right. When Wood Mackenzie says that China's appetite for thermal coal will double demand by 2030, they've got their research wrong.
I mean, you can draw whatever conclusion you like, but at the end of the day, what I'm doing is agreeing with the comment that Wood Mackenzie has made that a lot of Australian thermal coal exports are affected